Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jolly moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Boss reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. Porter scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Boss trying to get to home. Warsler throws to Farrell, who tags Boss for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. There goes Porter trying to get to third. Jolly throws the ball into Walters, who tags Porter for the out. Galatzer moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boss hits a line drive to right field. Johnson throws towards Warsler. Warsler fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Warsler. Boss is thrown out after the base hit. Galatzer scores. Boss moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seeds fields the ball and throws to Welch covering. Safe. Boss moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Welch moves to third. 2 outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welch scores. McManus moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Indians. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seed scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch pinch hits for Johnny Welch. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. Cook moves to third. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Werber now playing shortstop. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Bob Klein now pitching. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walters bunts towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. Seeds moves to second. One out. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-4 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sissel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Vosmick pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 5 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Klein. Boss moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Averill is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 5 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground that hits Averill. Averill is out and Hale is safe at first. There goes Averill trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 5 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver bunts towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Sissel covering, for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Seeds is walked intentionally. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker bunts towards first. Seeds fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Seeds. Sissel goes all the way around to score. Knickerbocker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Indians. Bob Weiland now pitching. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The slide. Farrell applies the tag. Knickerbocker is out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-6 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.